Let's take a look at the scripture we just read today. Philippians chapter 4:8-9.
今天的这个经文结构非常的明确啊。
The structure of the scripture we just read today is very clearly defined.
第四节是 我们要思念的事情。 第八节。
The verses 8 is what we need to think about.
第九节是我们要做的事情, 还有我们要得到的事情。
And verses 9 talks about what we wanted to do and what we want to have.
我们看这一段经文的时候, 我们看到前面说我们要做和想的事情, 这既是一个命令。
When we read about this, we talk about what we need to think, what we wanted to do. Those are the commands.
这也是一个条件。
And those are also the conditions.
那后面, 神给我们的应许呢, 这也是一个应许, 那也是一个结果。
And the promise at the end of the scripture we read, those are the promise from our Lord. And that's the result of what he, the commands.
好，对不起啊，我们这个computer有些问题啊。
There's a little trouble on showing the presentation.
那我们这个题目为什么叫这些事情你们都要去行呢？
Why do we set up a title on do all these right things?
因为我们的行为是非常关键的一个方面。
Because our behavior is very, very important.
我们的思想一定要表现在我们的行为上。
Our minds and our deeds eventually reflect upon our behavior and everything we do.
我们也一定能够做到了, 然后神的平安才能与我们同在。
After we complete everything that God has commanded to do and the peace from the God will be upon us.
那简单的讲呢, 这两节经文是告诉我们基督徒该有一个什么样的人生。
These two verses that tells us what kind of Christian life we should have.
我们应当想什么?
What are the things we should think about?
我们应当做什么?
What are the things we should do?
我们应当得什么?
And what are the things we should desire to have?
那这边有两个问题我们可能需要思考。
Those are two, there are two essential issues we need to think about.
那第一个问题就是圣经上有很多关于道德行为的教导和社会上那道德行为的教导有什么不同?
There's a lot of teaching in the Bible about merits and virtues, and also some teaching from the secular world. What are the differences?
那我们在中国知道毛主席说过一句话，他说要做一个高尚的人，做一个纯粹的人，做一个脱离了低级趣味的人，做一个有益于人民的人。The
Chairman Mao saying, you gotta be a noble person. I forgot most of the words already. But you have to be a person that useful or being useful for all the people.
那他还说过要团结，不要分裂，要光明正大，不要搞阴谋诡计。
And he said everybody need to be unified and not to play tricks among one another.
像这些教导和圣经里面关于道德行为的教导有什么不同呢？
Well, what are the difference between this type of teaching versus the teaching from the Bible?
那另外一点，我们中国也知道有一个律，叫因果律，叫种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
We also know that there's what we call a law of consequence. Whatever you sow is you reap what you sow.
那这边我们也看到，这边也有一个规律，就是我们想什么就决定了我们做什么。那我们做什么就决定了我们得什么。
As you read through the scripture, you know that whatever you do is coming from what you think, and what you actually eventually have is based on what you actually was doing.
我们要回答两个问题，要回到圣经的背景。
When we try to answer these two important issues, we need to come back to the Bible.
那我们只有理解了圣经的背景，才能够知道那圣经的教导跟其他的教导有什么不同。
After we understand the background in the Bible, then we can understand there's a difference between the Bible's teaching and the teaching from the secular world.
那否则可能就会引起误会。
And then otherwise, you will have a lot of confusion.
他们有人说过，有一年这个世界汽车联赛，苏联的《真理报》有一个报道。
There was one time there was a newspaper from Russia.
汽车联赛的结果是美国是倒数第二名，苏联第二名。
I missed that part.
苏联第二名，美国倒数，从后面数第二名。
Oh, Russia is second to the last. Last to the second. Okay, I get confused.
然后苏联人就非常的高兴。
And Russia, anyway, the people from Russia is very happy about it.
但真相呢，实际上只有两个国家参加比赛，美国第一名，苏联第二名。
Oh, now I got it. So there's only two nations participate at contest, and Russia's.
所以说，如果我们不知道这个背景，我们就会对这个报道有误解。
Then if you don't understand the context, and the report will definitely will be misleading.
我前段时间在网上看到一个故事，说这个。螃蟹和鸭子赛跑。
I read a story in the internet that was a race between the crab and a duckling, a duck.
他们都跑得很慢，跑得一样慢。
They all run very very slowly.
那最后裁判说怎么办呢？那石头剪刀布。
And then the referee couldn't find out who actually winning, so they are doing this paper scissor rock kind of thing.
但是鸭子一听他就火了。
And the duck.When Doc heard about it, he got really mad.
他说：“你这不是算我吗？他肯定出剪刀，我肯定出布嘛。”
And the dog will always give it the paper, and the crab always give the scissors, so the crab always win.
所以说，在裁判看来非常公平的事情，因为他没有考虑到具体的背景。
Even though referee think it's pretty right thing to do, but he doesn't consider the background of.This thing.
所以对鸭子就非常的不公平。
So it's pretty unfair contact for the duck.
我们只有理解了背景以后，才知道怎样把圣经正确的理解到我们的正确的应用到我们生活当中。
You have to understand the background and context of Bible so you can put those principle in practice.
我们才能够正确的遵行神的话。
And then you can actually follow God's word in the right way.
因为我们知道当时撒旦试探耶稣的时候，有一个试探也是用神的话来试探耶稣。
And we all know that Satan has test Jesus with God's own words.
所以说我们一定要对神的话有正确的理解应用，然后才能去遵行。
So we need to have a true understanding of God and God's word, and then you can put it in practice in the right way.
那我们现在就看看圣经的背景是什么。
Oh, now let's understand the background and context of this Bible verse.
那圣经里面的基本的内容包括这六个字。
There is a essential six Chinese character for the Bible.
神、人、罪、恩、信、行。
God, mankind, sins, grace, faith, and acts.
圣经里面描写了我们的造物主。
The Bible describe our creators.
公义、圣洁、全能的上帝。
Our creator is.Justice, righteousness.
还有我们像我们每一个这样的普普通通的有限的人。
And also, mankind is considered to be limited.
那神和人之间出了一个很严重的问题，就是罪的问题。
And there is a problem between the God and mankind, and that is sin.
那个罪的问题只能够靠上帝的恩典，耶稣基督的救恩才能够解决。
That's, you can only resolve the things from the Jesus Christ, from the grace from the Jesus Christ.
那我们只有相信耶稣基督才能够经历这种恩典来解决罪的问题。
Only believing God, then you can resolve the problem with the sins from the mankind.
所以说我们的信心不仅仅是我们头脑里面的信心，更是我们在行为上表现出来的信心。
So the Christian faith is not only a knowledge, it's also a...realization in your behaviors.
那圣经的核心就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The center message in the Bible is Jesus and Himself nailed on the cross.
那旧约是对耶稣基督并他钉十字架的预言和准备。
The Old Testament is prophesies Jesus Christ and Himself nailed on the cross.
那新约就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架的实现。
And the New Testament is a realization of Jesus Christ and Himself nailed on the cross.
那保罗的书信对耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音做了非常系统的阐述。
And Paul wrote a series of epistles talk about Jesus Christ, the message from the Jesus Christ.
那我们今天读的经文是取自腓立比书，它是保罗书信的里面的一卷书。
And the scripture we read today is from Philippine. That is one of the epistles that wrote by Paul.
那他也是围绕这两个主题，第一个就是我们所相信的福音。
And there's two essential issues or concept we talk about. One of them is the good news or the gospel.
那第二个就是我们怎么在每天的生活当中能够活出我们主耶稣的福音。
And the second thing is how can we live up in Lord's in daily life.
那我们今天读的经文第四章的第八节和第九节和第四章第一节，它有一个对应的关系。
And when the scripture we have, there's a reference back and forth.
是保罗对腓立比书的一个简单的总结。
There is a conclusion from what Paul thought about the Philippians church.
那这边有一个图示就表达了耶稣基督的救恩。
This is a this simple diagram represents the grace from the Christ.
那我们靠我们自己的力量没有办法认识神。
With our the humankind's effort, you cannot reach you cannot receive the grace.
我们靠我们自己的力量没有办法做一个真实的完全的良善的人。
With the all might, you cannot be a righteous person and good person.
我们在罪里面是不能自拔，是没有盼望的。
We're always trapped in our own sins.
那只有耶稣基督给我们提供了这样的盼望。
Only the Jesus Christ give up the hope.
让我们重新回到神的面前。
So we can come back to the Lord.
重新找到我们生命的价值、意义和方向。
And then we can find out the true meaning and purpose of the life.
但是神的恩典，我们也知道是非常全备的一个恩典。
And we know the grace from the Lord is complete.
它不仅仅是赦免了我们的罪。
Not only he forgives all our sins.
而且神的恩典还能够帮助我们战胜罪恶的权势。
He also will help us to win over the sins, the control of the sins.
那我们依靠圣灵，依靠神的话，依靠神的教会，我们可以跟以前过得不一样。
When you come to the church and with the power and help fellowship from a Christian, you will be different from what you have been before as an old self.
那我们最重要的还有一个永恒的盼望。
And the most important thing, we have an eternal hope.
那最终耶稣基督还要再来。
And this, as you know, the Christ will come again.
那完完全全的救我们脱离一切的罪恶。
And save us completely from the sins.
所以说一个基督徒不仅仅是一个称义的人。
So not only the Christian is the one being justified,
还是一个行义的人,
and also is the one that continue going through this sanctification.
在目前这个时代, 我们的义可能不完全。
In this world, may not be complete.
但是等耶稣基督再来的时候, 他要完完全全让我们成为一个义人。
But when Jesus Christ will transform us to be a complete righteous person,
因为他再来的时候，我们每一个人都会复活。Because
when he come again, we are all resurrected.
所以说，这就是我刚才说的圣经里面的教导和其他的教导的不一样的地方。That's
the reason why the teaching, what I'm saying is the teaching from the Bible is completely different from the teaching from the secular world.
我们的背景是不一样的。The
background is the backgrounds are different.
因为我们在基督耶稣里面，基督耶稣的救恩已经改变了我们的生命。Because
the grace from the Lord has changed our life completely.
让我们成为一个新造的人。That
we become a reborn and completely new person.
让我们可以靠着神的恩典，想蒙神喜悦的事情，做蒙神喜悦的事情。So
depending on the grace from the Lord, we can do the thing that's pleasing to our Lord.
我们就可以经历神所赐的平安。And
we can experience the peace from our God.
但是我们知道，看社会上的关于道德的教导的时候，我们是不能够做到的。And
if you look at the teaching from the secular world, it won't help us to do that.
就连毛主席自己他也承认，做一件好事不难，难的是做一辈子好事。And
as the chairman Mao said, you can do one thing at one time, but you cannot do good things in the entire life.
那另外一点就是。 圣经里面所说的因果律和我们的因果律有什么不一样的地方呢？
And one other thing I want to talk about is the typical law of consequence from the secular world is it different than what the teaching in the Bible?
那我们从圣经来看，我们知道神的品格是不变的。
We know that God's character has not has not changed.
神的爱、神的圣洁、神的主权、神的全能都是不变的。
God's love, God's holiness, sovereignty, and almighty has not changed.
那神对我们的命令也是不变的。And
His command has not changed since the beginning.
我们要顺服神，我们要爱神，我们要追求圣洁。We
need to obey Lord, we need to love Lord, and we need to follow His commands.
那神的原则也是不变的。And
God's principle has not changed.
那我们做什么，我们就会得什么。Whatever
we do, whatever we gain coming from what we have done.
我们如果顺服神，我们就会经历神的祝福。If
we obey Lord, then we can receive the blessing from the Lord.
如果我们不顺服神，不听神的话，我们就会经历神的审判。If
we disobey God's command, and then we'll be receiving judgment from the Lord.
那这边有一个经文，他说：“不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从。” 圣灵收永生。
So do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
这句话是对基督徒说的。
This command is for Christian.
因为一个非基督徒是没有圣灵在他的身上的。A
non-Christian would not have a soul, the presence of the Holy Spirit with him.
所以说我们基督徒仍然面临这样的选择，我们是顺服神还是顺服自己的情欲。
So we always has a choice as a Christian that whether we want to obey Lord or disobey God's command.
那这样的选择就决定了我们做什么，我们会得什么。
And this type of decision will determine what we want to think and what we want to do.
所以说，神的原则种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆的这么一个规律是不变的。So
this the law of consequence from the Bible has not changed.
那变的是神改变了我们的生命。What
changed is that God has transformed our life.
让我们可以靠着神的恩典实行遵行神的良善。That
we can do good things with the power from our Lord.
那这边有三个方面的事情我们需要澄清一下。So
there are three things I need to clarify.
那就是说神改变了我们的生命之后，拯救了我们以后，我们一定要结出果子来，与神的恩典相称。So
after we transform and become Christian, we need to bear fruit that that will be worthy our calling.
这就像一个小孩子出生一样，他肯定会成长的。
We know that when the child is born, it will continue to grow and mature.
那这个生命是神给我们的。God
has given us our lives.
但是在成长的过程中，我们像小孩子进食一样，需要跟神来一起走过我们人生的道路。It's
just like the children being nurtured need to grow together with God.
所以在这里，人的责任、人的行为是非常重要的。So
our behavior and deeds is carry ultimate importance.
所以说，圣经上说，我们既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。That
God Bible says to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
那我们可能太强调因信称义的话，我们可能会忽视我们的行为。That
a lot of time we believe we've been justified by our faith, and we'll completely ignore the good thing we have to do.
所以圣经上说，小子们啊，不要被人诱惑。And
the Bible says, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray.
行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。He
who does what is right is righteous.
犯罪的是属魔鬼的。And
he who does what is sinful.
所以一个义人不仅仅是称义，还要行义。Now
a righteous person not only need to be justified by faith, he also need to do right things.
那第二点呢，我们要知道我们的生命有一个成长的过程。
And we also know that there's our life as a Christian, there's a path for growing.
所以说，彼得后书他说，我们更加殷勤的追求，就能够使我们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。In
2 Peter 1:10 it says, "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do this thing, you'll never fall."
那一个小孩子，他首先是一个人，那他越长越像一个人。
So when a child was born, he become more of a mankind eventually.
那他不可能不长。
There's no reason a child would not grow.
如果他正常的进食的话,
if he continued to take food and nutrition.
那另外一点就是我们基督徒如果说没有表现出行为来, 如果我们在灵里面没有增长的, 怎么办呢?
What happened if behavior of Christians is not getting mature and doesn't grow spiritually?
那这边有一个警告, 我们得知真道以后若故意犯罪,赎罪的祭就再没有了。
There's a warning in the Bible as recorded in Hebrews chapter 10, 20. It says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for the sins is left.
唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
But only a fearful expectation of judgment and of the raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
这个警告不是不一定是说我们会失去救恩。
And this warning doesn't mean that we will not have the redemption.
而是说属灵征战的严峻性。
But it's talking about the serious matter between the spiritual warfare.
神警告我们的目的是让我们常常在他的恩典里面。
God warned us so we will continue to remain in His grace.
就像我们告诉一个小孩子，你不要去玩火，玩火肯定会把你的手给烧伤的。
Just like we often talk to child, don't play with the fire because you'll get burned.
那父母警告孩子的目的是让他不要去玩火。
The warning for the child in such a case is prevent the child to play with the fire.
那神警告我们的目的也是让我们经常在他的恩典里面。
The warning from this message for us to remain in God's grace.
这就是我们看我们基督徒的人生，我们首先在基督里面是一个蒙神拯救的人。That
we all know that being a Christian, that we are a sinner being saved.
那这个基本的身份就决定了我们想什么，我们做什么，我们得什么。
And this is determining what we will think and what we will do and what we eventually want to have.
那我们现在就看，我们具体要想什么，要做什么。
Now let's pay attention. Turn our focus to a real content. What do we want to think and what do we want to do?
我们看第八节啊, 他说, 弟兄们, 我还有未尽的话。
And in verses 5, it says, finally, brothers, I have something to share with you.
那这边的弟兄们也包括姐妹啊。
This brothers also includes sisters too.
这未尽的话就是他说到最后就要结束的话了。
And that's a summary too.
是非常重要的一个方面。
And definitely it's a very important things that need to talk about.
那这边列举了一系列的形容词啊, 好像是非常的乱啊。
There's a lot of adjectives that are being used in this scripture.
但是我们仔细看的时候不是这样啊。
But when we study that, it's not really like that.
那第八节前面有, 6个形容词。
And there is a 6 adjectives in verses
8. 然后跟着是两个名词。
And then 2 nouns.
那前面这四个形容词，真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的，是跟德行有关系的。
The adjective used over there, true, noble, right, and pure, has to do our virtue.
那后面可爱的、有美名的，是跟称赞有联系的。
And then the lovely and admirable has to do with the praises from outside.
那德行是指我们内在的生命。
And the virtue has to do with our internal life.
那称赞是指我们外在的见证。And
the thing that worthy of praise is our exterior or external outgoing testimony.
那德行就是对前面这四个形容词的总结。And
the virtue is basic sums all up, sum all those four adjectives together.
那称赞是对可爱和有美名的总结。And
the word the praises is for the lovely and the admirable.
那我们现在看看, 啊, 什么是真实的。
Let's look at what is true.
那这是一个最基本的问题。
This is a very essential matter.
我们只有解决了什么是最真正的, 然后才有可能去行动。
We need to understand what is the truth before we can act correctly.
否则的话我们的行动可能是没有用的, 而且是徒劳的。
And then otherwise you'll be, your action will be futile.
他们说有一个人去餐馆吃饭的时候,
there was a story about a person go to a restaurant to order some food.
他点了一个汤, 然后waiter就送上来。
He ordered a soup and waiter served the soup.
然后他就很生气说这汤没办法喝。
And he's very angry that he cannot drink the soup, cannot take the soup.
然后这个waiter就赶紧给他重新换了一碗汤。
And the waiter changed the soup.
然后他又说没法喝。
And then he continued to say he cannot take the soup.
然后这个waiter又给他换了一碗汤。
And then changed the soup again.
然后他又说不能喝。
And then he said he cannot take that.
然后最后这个waiter就没有办法把他们的经理叫来了。
And after that, he bring out the manager.
这个经理就说，这个汤是我们本店最新推出的，是非常的卫生，而且非常的美味。那为什么不能喝了？
And this soup definitely is a new entry, entree on the soup, and everything's all clean and it's very delicious.
然后这个人就说，你没有给我勺，我怎么喝呢？
Oh, and you didn't give me the spoon, so I couldn't take it.
所以说，就是我们要知道什么是真正的之后，才去采取行动，这样才会比较好。
So you need to find out the reality and the truth before you can act upon.
否则的话，我们可能会吃力不讨好。
Otherwise, everything will be everything will not work.
这对我们的救恩更是这样。
And for our salvation, that is definitely the truth.
我们可能以为我上天堂没有问题了。
You would think maybe you can go to heaven without doubt.
但是有可能神可能不认我们。
But maybe you could think about maybe God would not recognize us when we go to heaven.
因为当时以色列人他们满怀希望的去见司祭约翰的时候，司祭约翰对他们的说的是非常严厉的。
When Israel went to see the John the Baptist,
以色列人以为他们是神的选民。
Israel people think they are the chosen people for the Lord.
但是司祭约翰说他们是毒蛇的种类。
But Baptist John said they are the descendants of the snake.
所以说我们一定要知道那什么是真的。
So we for sure need to know what is the truth.
那一个简单的标准就是耶稣基督。The
very simple guideline is Jesus Christ himself.
因为他说他就是真理。Because
Jesus Christ said he is the truth.
所以说我们可以简单的想一想，我们在做任何一件事情，在想任何一件事情之前。 我们要想一想，耶稣会不会这么想？耶稣会不会这么做？
So whatever we do, we need to think about a truth coming from Jesus Christ as a guideline.
那如果是耶稣，他可以做的话，那有可能这就是真的。
If Jesus would do that, then that would be the truth.
因为我们现在也听到很多的教导说，你只要有信心，那你想要什么就是什么。
You're probably hearing a lot of teaching. If you have a faith to do something, then you can do it.
如果你没有得到的话，你可能是信心不够。
If you don't get the thing you want, most likely because you don't have a strong faith enough.
那我可能想要一个很好的车，想要一个很好的工作。
If I want to have a good car and a good job.
那有人就说，如果你没有得到，是因为你信心不够。
If you don't have those, it's because you don't have a strong faith.
那这是不是真的呢？
Is it really true?
那我们看看耶稣基督就知道这是不是真的。
Then we need to come back and think about what the teaching from Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督给我们树立的榜样是舍己的榜样。
The example of Jesus Christ is sacrifice.
那不是来实现我们自己的这样的一个人生。
It's not to realize your own dream.
所以说我们一定要过一个舍己的生活，这才是一个真正的蒙神祝福、蒙神喜悦的生活。
So you have to have followed the example from Jesus Christ.
那任何 focus 在自己身上的这样的想法和做法，都是不蒙神喜悦的。
A lot of things you focus on your flesh desire that will not be pleasing to our Lord.
我记得哈，我这个以前讲过一个简单的故事。一个人祷告60岁了，他看到自己60岁的太太就比较不喜欢，他说如果我的太太比我这个年轻30岁就好了。
I share a story before a brother was 60 years old. He was thinking about his own wife can be younger, will be much better if she will be younger than him.
结果他祷告完了，他发现他变成90岁了。
In the prayer, after the prayer, he became 90 years old. So that dream was fulfilled.
所以说，我们的想法一定要符合神的旨意才可以。
So whatever we think about need to be pleasing to God's will.
那这才是真正的。
And this is the truth.
否则就是虚假的。
Otherwise, it will not be true.
就是没用的。
And futile.
可能是有害的。
And also unbeneficial.
那不能持久的。
It won't sustain.
那除了真实之外，另外一个德行的表现是可敬。
And the other thing is the noble, the second virtue.
那英文翻译成 noble 就是尊贵的意思。
Also noble.
那我们人说到尊贵的时候，往往是看别人怎么待我。
A lot of time when you think about noble, you think how people treat you.
那别人很尊重你，很看重你，哈，我们就觉得我们自己很尊贵。
When people respect you, then you feel that you are noble.
但是圣经里面更看重我们怎么对待别人。
But Bible treated differently is how you treat other people.
我们对别人的行为或者思想怎么反应。
It's the way you react to other people.
因为神审判我们的时候，不是审判别人怎么对待我们，而是要审判我们怎么对待别人。
When God judges us, God will judge us upon what we treat other people, but not how people treated us.
那我们所做的、所说的，符合不符合我们基督徒的身份？
Whatever we do, with either it's according to our Christian standard.
这一个简单的例子。
One very simple example.
那一个人在街上被狗咬了一下，他不会再去把狗再咬一下。
A person walked down the street and bitten by a dog. Would he go and bite the dog too?
因为他是一个人。
Because he's a human being.
他去咬狗是不符合他人的身份的。
And it doesn't make any sense for the person to bite the dog back.
虽然这个狗咬了他一下。
Even though the dog had bitten this person.
我们基督徒也是这样。
And same thing applied to Christian.
那别人可能会伤害我们。
People could be mean and hurt you.
那我们可能会受到不公正的待遇。
And maybe you will have unfair treatment to you.
我们觉得别人是坏人。
Because then you will see other people are mean.
但是当我们以牙还牙的时候，我们就成了跟他一样的坏人。
But when you pay eye and eye, then you will treat them badly too.
这就违背了我们基督徒的身份。
That it was not the right thing to do as a Christian.
而且圣经上说，我们只有自觉脱离卑贱的事，才能够成为神贵重的器皿。
And in the Bible teaching, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20, 11, in a large house, if a man cleans himself from the ignoble, he will be an instrument for the noble purposes.
这样他才能够为主所用，能够行各样的善事。
And then he can be useful to the master and be prepared to do any good work.
如果我们老是斤斤计较的话，我们不可能成为为神所用的器皿。
But if you always paying details how people treat you badly, then you will not be an instrument for our Lord.
如果耶稣基督在十字架上，当别人说你下来吧，如果你是王。
If Jesus Christ actually pay attention to other people saying, if you want to be a king, then come down from the cross.
如果他给我们计较，他下来，我们每个人都不能够得救。If
he actually did that, then none of us would be saved.
那有的牧师说，你可以先下来，让他们看看再上去。And
a lot of pastors would say, why don't you come down and then let him see it?
那耶稣不是给我们玩的哈。Jesus
is not something we can toy with.
那除了真实可敬之外呢，第三个标准是公义。Not
only does the true, does noble, also will be just.
那公义一般是指神的律法或者神的标准。A
lot of time when you talk about just, it talk about God's law and God's principle.
那我们这边一定要清楚的是，这里是指我们要寻求别人或者社会的公义，不是寻求自己的公义。That
we know to find out, we need to find out justice in the society, but not our own justice.
不是说别人如果对我什么不好，我一定要还过来。It's
not like people, it's not just to you, and then you have to find a revenge.
所以我寻求的是社会的公义、神的公义、别人的公义，不是自己的公义。So
what we find out is a justice for the society and justice for other people.
而且圣经里面的公义一定是和怜悯在一起的。And
a lot of times you find out the justice has to do, has connected to God's mercy.
那没有怜悯的公义是残酷的公义。A
justice without the mercy from God will be cruelty.
那不是神所要的公义。
That will not be the just desired by our Lord.
所以说我们看旧约的时候说，你要收拾庄稼的时候不要都收拾完。Oh,
so the Bible saying that when you reap all the harvest, don't reap everything, don't reap all of them.
你要留一点给孤儿寡妇。You
need to save some for the orphanage.
那虽然是你的劳动所得。Even
though those are the harvest because of your labor.
按照你的公义，你应当得这一部分。
Of course, you should reap everything, all the harvest in the field.
但是出于怜悯的缘故，我们要考虑到那些有需要的人。
But because of the mercy, you need to consider people who are in need.
正如神恩待我们，我们也要恩待别人。
Just like God had mercy on us, and we have to have mercy on other people.
所以说，神所要的是让我们行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与神同行。
So God wants us to have the just in our heart and mercy on other people.
那除了这个公义的之外，另外一个还是清洁的。
And then after that will be the pure.
那这里面的清洁哈，不是说我们要洁身自好或者关起门来闭门造车。
The pure is not something you do to keep yourself in solitary, so you're not being contaminated by the secular world.
那耶稣给清洁下了一个定义，就是唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
The definition for being pure is recorded in John 7:18. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth.
是我们的动机在神面前，我们不求我们自己的益处，不求我们自己的荣耀，单单求神的荣耀。
The motive itself is the true motive. It's not seeking for our own good, but you need to find something which is good to our Lord.
那我们完全是为了别人的益处。
We are seeking for the benefit for other people.
那荣神益人，这才是真正的清洁。
And being beneficial to other people and glorifying to our Lord is really what we're looking for.
那这就是我们基督徒应当有的几个方面的德行。
And those are the several important virtues Christian will need to have.
最重要的，我们要想真实的事情。
The most important thing is we need to look for things that is true.
其次，我们要注意尊贵，我们尊贵的身份，注意公义，注意清洁。
And paying the thing that's noble, and paying attention to the thing that's just and pure.
那另外一点就是我们外面的见证。
And the second aspect is our outward testimony.
那我们做一件事情，一定不能仅仅看这件事情是对还是错，而且要看这件事情对别人的影响。
Not only when we do things, we not only pay attention to the effect of the matter itself, we also need to find out what the influence of this matter among the people of surrounding the people.
那这边有两个方面，一个是可爱的。
One thing we need to pay attention to is lovely.
这边的可爱不是说这个女孩子或者小孩多么可爱。
It's not this adjective is not described. It's not to describe a person.
而是说在神的恩典里面一些普遍的道德的标准。
This is a common principle for Christian virtue.
像赈灾了，像帮助别人了，像不能谋杀了，像不能说谎，这样的一些普遍的标准。
So those are the things like do not murder and do not envy others. Those are the common principle that called lovely.
就像圣经上讲合一，那毛主席也讲团结。
Like Bible said unify, and then our chairman would say teamwork.
当然他没有做到哈。But
maybe he didn't do it.
然后还有一个方面就是有美名的。And
then the other thing is worthy of praise.
那这边就是说大家说你这件事情做得不错的一些事情。
Marvel is people that regard that you're doing something that's good.
那我们在想到和文化和社会的关系的时候，我们不能一刀切或者不能够黑白分明。A
lot of things, there's no, it's not black and white. Sometimes it's cannot be defined very clearly.
因为一个不认识神的人，他也是按照神的形象创造的。Even
a non-Christian, the person is also created in the image of God.
那神的普遍的恩典也在他的身上。The
salvation and the grace of the Lord is all upon that person too.
他也有道德的追求。
He also would have a desire for a good virtue.
而且我们也不能够因为别人是非基督徒，对别人就有区别的对待。
That you should not have a different treatment for other people, even though he's non-Christian.
神对我们的目的是分别为圣，给别人不一样，而不是去启示别人或者给别人有些区别。
The reason that God saved us so we can be consecrated, being a testimony for him.
我在神学院有个老师，他说他女儿在这个披萨店打工。
I had a teacher in a seminary school that he has a daughter that worked in the pizza place.
然后有些人来吃饭。
some people coming here and order pizza.
然后他就发现这些人非常的命，就是有很多的要求。
So a lot of people has a lot of different requirements for the pizza.
一会要这个，一会要那个。
And there are a lot of different things they want to order for pizza.
那最后那个付款的时候，这些人当中有一个人对这个我们这个老师的女儿说，哎，我们认识你。And
one of them after finishing the order, he want to pay the money for the pizza and mentioned that I recognize you.
他说你是不是一个基督徒？
Are you a Christian?
他说我们好像是听过你在我们教会做过见证。I
have heard about testimony from you in our church.
这个女孩就说那个是她姐姐。And
the waitress said, she is my sister.
然后这帮人马上就对这个女孩就变得非常的热情。And
then the person become associated with her much better.
因为她是一个基督徒。Because
she is a Christian.
但是最终这个 waiter 去看那个桌上的时候，这些人并没有付小费。
And after that, when the waitress went back to the table she was serving, there's no tips on the table.
那这是一个真实的故事。
This is a true story.
我相信这是不合神心意的。
I don't believe this is things that are pleasing to our Lord.
因为首先我们的行为是我们生命的表现。
And we know that our deeds is a reflection of our belief.
我们对每个人都要去爱。
We need to love everyone.
另外一点，我们不可能对基督徒和非基督徒做一个区别对待，岂是非基督徒？
We shouldn't have a different treatment for Christian and non-Christian.
那神的恩典是让我们更认识我们自己的败坏，我们的不配。
The salvation is for us to recognize our sins and our iniquities.
而不是给我们优越感。
And not for us to show that we're better than other people.
那这是第八节。
This is in verses 8.
那我们要思念的事情。
What are the things we need to think about?
那第二点就是我们要做的事情。
And second thing to talk about in this is what we need to do.
那保罗在这里把自己当做一个榜样，因为他效法基督。Paul
in here is using him as an example because he is following the example of Christ himself.
那学习是指他的教导方面。
When you talk about our teaching, is the things he can edify Christians.
那当说到领受的时候，是指教会的某些传统。
And when he was saying receive, he's talking about the custom that church has.
然后所听见、所看见，是指保罗个人的见证。
When he's able to, what he has seen and what he heard is what the testimony he has.
那他在以弗所书的行传里面对他的人生有一个概括。
That he has a summary in Acts about his life.
他说他服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
Acts chapter 21, he says, serve the Lord with a great humility and with tears.
然后他还说，凡与我们基督徒有益的，他没有一样避讳不说的。
And continue on, he said, I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you.
可能基督徒不一定喜欢。Christian
may not like that.
那另外一点，那保罗在生活上凡事做基督徒的榜样。
And continuing, he says, in everything I did, I show you as an example.
这是我们在教会生活一个很重要的方面。And
this is a very important aspect in the life in the church.
那我们每个人要向别人学习。We
need to learn from other people, other fellow Christians.
那我们也要努力要成为别人的好的榜样。We
also need to learn to be a better example for other people.
那这样呢，我们的教会才是一个健康、一个成长的教会。And
then you know that this is a church that will continue, to thrive and grow.
那实际上，我们看腓立比书的时候，他对这个我们应当做什么、应当想什么，已经有所阐述。Then
in Philippians, he talk about what we need to do.
那我们要思念，我们要行的，是以耶稣基督为中心的。Now
whatever we need to do, we need to have an attitude, the same as the Christ.
我们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。
We need to have the attitude the same as Jesus Christ.
那我们要向保罗学习，以前以为与我们有益的，现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我们以认识基督耶稣为至宝。We
also need to learn an example from Paul. Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to this. Suppressing greatness of knowing the Christ Jesus, my Lord. For those for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
那只有这样，神的平安才能与我们同在。
Only as a result of those that you will receive the peace from the Lord.
所以这就是我们基督徒所追求的目标。
And that is the goal the Christian need to try to achieve.
那我们看赐平安的神的时候和第四章的第七节有一个对应。
Then there is a reference in verses 7 when you talk about peace from the Lord.
那第四章的第七节说是神赐的平安。
In chapter 4, 7 it says, the peace from the God.
那第九节说是赐平安的神。
And in verses 9, the peace of God.
我们一定不能仅仅追求神所赐的平安。
We not only we pursue and seeking the peace from the Lord,
我们更要追求赐平安的神。
We also need to find the God of peace.
我们一定不能仅仅寻求神的祝福。
Not only we desire the blessing from our Lord,
那我们还要更是要追求祝福的神。
We also need to continue to seek the Lord that giving us the peace.
那这边我们有一个反省。
And here we have reflections on
那我们自己在想什么，在做什么，在得什么。
What we are thinking about, what we are doing, and what we're trying to gain.
因为在这个世界上我们有很多的诱惑。
We have a lot of temptation in this world, as you know.
我们是新人住在旧人里面。
We are a reborn person, but we live in the old, in the world of old selves.
我们是一个基督徒住在一个敌对基督徒的世界里面。
We are Christian, but we live in a Christian that against that is against Christian belief.
就像当时的以色列人在迦南地很容易去拜迦南地的神一样。
It just Israelites, when it came to the Canaan, they have a tendency to worship the gods in Canaan's God.
我们基督徒在这个世界上也很容易去拜这个世界上的神。
And Christian very easily to worship the God from the secular world.
虽然我们口称为一个基督徒,
even though we proclaim ourselves as Christians.
那我们现在可以自己反省一下自己。
And now it's a time that we can reflect upon ourselves.
那我们有没有在神的旨意之外追求这个世界上的学位、职位、地位、财产、舒适、还有喝彩、别人的赞美这些东西？
Have we ever pursued out of God's will our position, our possessions, our prosperity, and everything in this world? God wants us to work hard. But the goal of our work is to fulfill our own dream. Are we work hard based on God's might or our own strength?
我们对梦想的追求有没有影响我们和神的关系、和教会的关系、和家人的关系？
When we pursue our own dream, does that make impact on our Christian belief and our family and our society?
我们是不是太专注于自己的生活而忽视了其他人的需要？
Have we paid too much attention to our own needs and ignore needs from other people?
当我们这么做的时候，我们一定不能够忘记。
When we're doing this, we should not forget.
那神告诉我们不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And we should remember that God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
那顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。The
one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
那我们的思想，我们的行为是不是合神的心意？
Are our minds and decent behavior pleasing to our Lord?
那我们作为一个基督徒，有没有经历神所赐的平安？
Have been a Christian, have we experienced the peace from our Lord?
我们有没有追求赐平安的神？
Have we been continued pursued the Lord that given us peace?
那我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
我们在天上的父, 我们求你的爱激励我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we pray that your love encourage every one of us.
让我们的心怀意念, 让我们的行事为人都蒙你的喜悦。
That our minds indeed be pleasing to you.
让我们以认识 耶稣基督为至宝。
That we value the gift of knowing you.
让我们经历你所赐的真正的平安。
That we can experience the true peace that given from by you.
让我们敬畏也经历你的同在。
That we can fear you and feel the presence of you.
直到耶稣基督再来的日子,
until the coming of Jesus Christ.
奉主基督耶稣的名求, Amen.
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.